You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
William Hill Racing Radio. It's everything to give you the inside track.
Hello and welcome to Sunday's Racing Podcast. My name is Jack and as always I'm pleased to be joined by Ollie Pimlott. Hello, how are you?
Yeah, good to see you, Jack. Not too bad, thank you.
Excellent. So we're middle of February now. This is the 14th of February. We're cruising towards Cheltenham Festival and little bits of news keep trickling through all the time, don't they? And this time it's champion hurdle related with My Tent or Yours out on the gallops.
Yeah, My Tent or Yours, we saw him in a racecourse gallop with Hargham yesterday at Kempton after racing, and he looked in good form. I saw AP McCoy on the morning line this morning saying they're trying a different bit with him just to help him settle. And he's a former Betfair hurdle winner and, of course, second in a champion hurdle. Been off the track a good while, but it's going to be good to see him in a champion hurdle, hopefully, because it looks a pretty one-sided event at the minute with Fourheen being a very short price favourite. Of course, Willie Mullins has the next two in the betting as well with Nichols Canyon and Arctic Fire. So it's going to be good to see a little bit of opposition to the Mullins string. And if he comes back to anything like his previous form, then he's going to be competitive for place purposes, you thought. And he did look full of himself, took a nice keen hold under Barry Geraghty yesterday from a decent yardstick in Hargham. He just went away at the end of the gallop. Don't know how much you can read into that other than he's well in himself. He jumped really well. And it's going to be good to see him back on the racetrack. I don't think he might struggle to get a prep into him before Cheltenham, but that should put him about there for a return at the Cheltenham Festival, hopefully.
Absolutely. 22 months out is a long time. It's always good to see these horses back when you've almost forgotten about them to an extent. But some horses go well fresh, don't they? So that's not too much of a concern, is it?
No, I don't think so. Horses nowadays, we see them very fit indeed for the returns. Obviously, he's had a racecourse gallop now, so if they do fail to get a run into him before Cheltenham, then it would be a slight worry. Because you have the worry after that, if he does get a run into him before Cheltenham, of him bouncing in the champion hurdle when you have two quick runs after the best part of 2 years off the track, as is the case with My Tent or Yours, then, you know, it's six of one, half a dozen of the other. There'll be no doubt about fitness, I don't think, having had his racecourse gallop. Probably just a little bit of match sharpness would be lacking first time. But as I say, he adds a little bit more scope to the champion hurdle picture. It's good to see a little bit of opposition to the Mullins hot pot in Fourheen. I think he'd be playing for second place, but could certainly see him beating either one of Nichols Canyon or Arctic Fire, or indeed both in a champion hurdle if he returns to that Betfair hurdle winning form, and of course being second in a champion hurdle. But long way off that yet, 22 months off the track as you say, Jack, but good to see him back in good nick yesterday at Kempton.
Absolutely, and a decent each way price as well to look at in that race. The other bit of news, I think they touched upon this one as well yesterday, but Annie Power likely to be out in action at Punchestown in midweek.
Yeah, and I think that's exciting for the Cheltenham Festival, because I think I'd love to see her in the World Hurdle. Another race which looks a one-horse race with Thistlecrack at the head of the market. So currently, be interesting to see Annie Power back in that race. I don't think she didn't stay previously when she was second to More of That. I just think she was beaten by a very decent horse on the day. More of That, obviously, another short price favourite or a short price going into the RSA Chase. So I think she was beaten by a good horse on the day. Should have won the Mayor's Hurdle last year, but she runs the Mayor's Hurdle, she's going to be a very short price. Whereas she runs in a World Hurdle, there's something to take Thistlecrack on with. She's going to have a prep, and I think that they were hedging towards, if she had a prep, then it gives them a little bit more possibilities to either the World Hurdle, which is the showpiece event on the Thursday, or stick to the Mayor's 2.5er on the Tuesday afternoon. I'd personally like to see her in the World Hurdle, purely from a selfish point of view, and see how good Thistlecrack is, because at the minute his opposition don't look great. But it's going to be good to see her back on the track midweek at Punchestown.
I think many would agree with you as well. We hope to see her in the World Hurdle on the Thursday of the Cheltenham Festival, which is not far away now. But there's action on Sunday to get through as well. Three meetings, one on the all-weather from Southall, but the two we're going to look at are Navan and first Exeter, where we start with the 240, which is the Bathwick Tyres Novices Hurdle. It's a listed race. It's got six runners over the 2 miles. In this one, who's taking your eye in this one?
Yeah, we're probably going to have a really short price here, Jack, in the form of Bouvardaire for Noel Feely and Nicky Henderson. Noel Feely's retained by the owners, so he takes the ride for Nicky Henderson. The form of his hurdles debut at Newbury is very strong indeed. That's been franked significantly since. Defied a penalty very comfortably at Huntingdon last time, which was pretty much a walkover. Didn't have much to beat there, but he's well fancied for the festival. He looked to be finding a really nice opening here for this listed race, Bouvardet, and I thoroughly anticipate him getting the job done pretty comfortably. You look at Wait For Me, when he won at Newbury, that's won since. And he was very, very comfortable winner over at Huntingdon after that. I'm not saying he has to just turn up to justify his price here, because there's a good few in here. It's a decent little race for a listed contest on a Sunday. Politolog, a little bit disappointing when he didn't win on his British debut. That was at Cheltenham in December. He wasn't disgraced behind Barters Hill in the Challow at Newbury since, but he was well beaten by Barters Hill. The fact Bouvardet is going to probably likely to go in for a Supreme, and per Politolog couldn't beat Barters Hill over a staying trip. You'd have to say he looks up against it here, as do the rest in Ghost River, Trans Express, Petite Fantasy and Bow Knight. Just make a little bit of a note of Ghost River. He won three of his five bump starts last season, ran okay in the champion bumper at the festival, but he's thrown right in the deep end here for his first start over hurdles against Politolog and especially Bouvardet. So to sum up, Bouvardet, very high class horse, single figure price in the Supreme Novices hurdle betting. Looks to have been found a decent opening here. He's £12 clear on official ratings. He's rated 154, Politolog 142. He didn't have to be at his best to win at Huntingdon. He beat Wait For Me very comfortably at Newbury, and he's franked the form since. So to sum up, this looks a one-horse race, if I'm honest. Bouvardet going to take a hell of a lot of beating in the 240 at Exeter, and thoroughly expect him to do so.
OK, one-horse race there at Exeter. An hour later, there are 10 runners in the Bathwick Tyres Veterans Handicap Chase. This is a Class 2 race, and it's over the 3 miles. Who do you fancy in this one?
Well, first of all, fair play to Exeter for putting on some decent prize money to the winner here. They have a lot of veterans chases, and the best part of £20,000 sterling to the winner for this one. The big question mark is which of these horses is going to produce their best on the day. They're getting a little bit long in the tooth, a little bit wise to the game, a lot of these horses, Jack. So which one is most likely to produce it on the day? And I would argue Midnight Prayer is probably that. A little bit more straightforward than a lot of his rivals here. He was runner-up at Warwick back in January. That was behind Roos Blanc, of course, in the Betfred Classic Chase. Decent, really good prep for this. Going to be very heavy, very testing at Exeter tomorrow. It was very testing at Warwick last time. So provided that hasn't left his mark, I think Midnight Prayer is probably going to be a solid favourite here. And he's one who you can definitely say he's more than likely to run his race. Golden Chieftain, again, arguably going to be second in the betting. He made all at Wincanton to win their national. That was back in January, but he's got up in the weight since. Got a little bit more to contend with, I would argue, as well, in terms of quality of race here. One maybe to for the place mark, it could be Shot of Vodka for David Pipe and Tom Scudamore. He's been over hurdles recently and not ran particularly well. He's only sixth on his last chase outing at Newcastle in November. But he's very well treated now, as I say. He's not been running particularly well over hurdles, but returns to chasing off a very good mark of 130 Shot of Vodka. He's run off marks considerably higher in the past, Shot of Vodka. David Pipe has his horses in a lot better form than they have been in previous weeks. Say, just looking back to his previous marks, he's run off 148 in the past, so he's £18 lower than his highest chase mark. I think he's very well handicapped off a mark of 130, and he might be one to chase home Midnight Prayer here. But the top weight, I think, is going to take a lot of beating. He won the National Hunt Chase at Cheltenham Festival back in 2014, bounced back to form when second at Warwick in their Classic Chase last time, and if he runs anything like that again, provided he doesn't bounce, I think Midnight Prayer is going to take a lot of beating here.
Okay, Midnight Prayer for Ollie in the 340, the Veterans Handicap Chase at Exeter. Okay, so that's the action from Exeter. There's also action on the all-weather from Southwell. We move over to Ireland, though, and a couple of really decent races. It's a good card, all in all, from Navan. We start with the 3 o'clock, where there's 5 runners in the Ireland Boyne Hurdle. It's a Grade 2 race. This is a small field, but it should be a decent contest.
Yeah, cracking little race, this. Dominated by Jigginstown runners, they've got 3 of the 5. Let's start with Lieutenant Colonel. Been off 9 months, was last seen when beaten in the World Series Hurdle. That was at Punchestown, 4th of 11 that day behind Jeske. Tongue-tied first time here for Sandra Hughes, and Danny Mullins is on board that one. Dedigo, another real high-class hurdler, ran okay when he won a minor event at Ferry House last time. Didn't have to beat much, has to be said, that day. Been off 10 months since then, has Dedigo, good winner of this race 12 months ago, and he has gone really well fresh in the past. He won this last year at the main expense of Zaidpur, and he went on to complete his hat-trick at Ferry House With Thousand Stars in behind. So he was a really good horse last season. Dedigu did win this race on his first appearance last year, and he's 10 wins from 19 starts over jumps. If you look back in the past as well, Jack, he's got a really good winning sequence when he's come back from an absence. He won the Lismullen Hurdle. That was a Grade 2 on his seasonal bow here 2 seasons ago. Brian Cooper, you'd have thought, has had the choice of the three. He's decided to go with Dedigu here. So that would suggest that Tony Martin has him fairly well forward on his seasonal debut to do himself justice and win the race as he did last season. Another horse in particularly good form is, of course, Prince of Scars. He comes here on the back of winning his last three. He won the Christmas Hurdle at Leopardstown, beating Alfa de Zorbo by 4 lengths. That was a really good performance, so you'd have to think he'd go close again. But of the three Jigginstown runners, I'd certainly be sticking with Dedigu for Tony Martin and Brian Cooper. Won the race last season, has been off 10 months, but Pete Zadpour in this last year completed the hat-trick when he beat Thousand Stars. He's got a very good strike rate, 10 wins from 19 starts over jumps. So for a horse of his age, he's not actually had that many starts under rules. He's a 10-year-old now and only ran 19 times, but he's won over half of them. He's won 10. Won the Lismullen Hurdle. That was a Grade 2 on his seasonal bout 2 seasons ago. Brian Cooper takes the ride. He would have had the pick between Lieutenant Colonel Prince of Scars and Dedigu. So I'm going to stick with Dedigu here, around about 13-8 second favourite to defeat Prince of Scars. I think Brian Cooper would certainly have the preference of the three. He's chosen Dedigu, won the race last year. He's quite a fragile horse, this, but when he reaches the track, he's bound to be fit, and the money has come for him this morning. So Dedigu will be the selection for me in the Boyne Hurdle.
Dedigu then for Ollie in the 3 o'clock at Navan, the Boyne Hurdle. Another good race that we move on to comes an hour later at 4 o'clock. This is the 10-up Novice Chase, a Grade 2 as well, 3 miles Class 1, and there's 8 runners in this, so a slightly bigger field and chances of an each way in this contest.
Yeah, I think this is all about one horse, and that one horse has to be Black Hercules. I'm quite heavily involved with him for the 4-miler at the Cheltenham Festival. He's obviously going to take this in on his way to hopefully going to the 4-miler. He's still in the RSA chase as well, but I think preference from the Mullins team is that he'll go for the 4-miler. He's only been beaten 3 times in his career, twice at the Cheltenham Festival, and he's looked an absolute natural over fences. He's jumped impeccably well when he won at Warwick last time. That was a really, really impressive performance. That was a listed race. The form has been frank slightly since. I say that was a really good performance at Black Hercules. Not often you'll see a novice chaser jump with the exuberance and the absolute class as he did that day. As I mentioned, he's only been beaten 3 times in a career, twice at the Cheltenham Festival. Was a little bit disappointing in the Albert Bartless Novices Hurdle last season, but only had the 2 starts over fences. He looks an even better chaser than he did hurdler. He's in the JLT, RSA and National Hunt Chase, but I think he'll go to the National Hunt Chase. Got an official rating of 152. He's miles clear on official ratings. Monksland is obviously worth noting. He's given a quiet ride last time when he was 2 3/4 lengths second to Outlander. That was at Leopardstown only 8 days ago. So if he's got over his exertions there, he wasn't knocked about by Sean Flanagan. He eased himself into the race and picked up things when it all sort of disappeared in front of him. So I thought Monksland ran well last time. If one of them's going to be putting it up to him, it'd arguably be Monksland. But I think he's a better horse over 2 mile 4, 2 mile 5 Monksland. When he's been tried over a little bit further in the past, he's usually come up short. So it does look a bit of a match in the betting. Got to mention as well, Noble Forever. He was a decent hurdler. He won an 8-run novice chase at Down Royal 50 days ago. He was 4-11 to win that, so it was a bit of an egg and spoon race, but all he could do is win. But still got £12 fine on official ratings with Black Hercules. I think Black Hercules can win this, win it well, and go on to bigger and better things at the Cheltenham Festival. So NAP selection tomorrow would be Black Hercules in the 10-up novice chase, the 4 o'clock at Navan.
Another really exciting prospect from the Willie Mullins yard then, Black Hercules in the 4 o'clock for Ollie. Well, that brings our previews to a conclusion. So really decent cards tomorrow. And thank you for your company, Ollie. You'll be on Racing Radio tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, back in the studio tomorrow. 2 good cards, both at Exeter, which hopefully passes its 8:30 inspection, and Navan. But particularly looking forward to Black Hercules. I think he's looked an outstanding chase prospect in his 2 starts this year. Looked unbelievably good at Warwick, and I think he's going to take all the beating tomorrow. So looking forward to seeing him particularly.
Well, you'll be joined by Mick and Luke tomorrow afternoon on air from 1:40 William Hill Racing Radio. If you want to listen to this or any of the other podcasts, then do head to the williamhill.com news page where you can find them all. And we'll be back tomorrow with more action from the Daily Racing Podcast here from William Hill.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.